To find the best matchups in high school football, it's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, DK Fuel, and Entergy.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, that's 7:06 on this Friday, August 28th. That sounds fine there. For some reason, that rejoiner didn't quite sound as good. Hopefully, we got this worked out. There you go, Christian. Roger and I are here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram with Zippy Chris Zender and Frank Fletcher. Christian Weaver is back in the studio as it is a football Friday. Got a lot of ground to cover. They're doing deals here left and right. We'll continue to talk about that. We missed you guys. You guys, when we were down in Marathon, Florida, you guys did the show like it was nothing. It's like, who needs you guys?
I enjoyed it. I got to listen to a little bit of it as well. And the only thing that I really did, I heard him say the thing that you said he said. That was funny. That's what I heard as well, which I thought was great.
I know. Okay, we've covered enough cars. We got to talk a little bit about some other stuff.
RJ said he had a bunch of notes. He said, it wasn't I had a. I was prepared.
661-1037 is the number. High school action gets underway tonight. We do want to congratulate UCA. Big win last night. They beat a ranked team that was on the road at their place. They were not the favorite. It was Tennessee Martin was the favorite. They win by 12 points, 36-24. Big win because Tennessee Martin was the favorite for that conference. So, Frank, you know, it's all about the Razorbacks, I know, but we want all the schools here in Arkansas to do well. We want UCA. We want UAPB, who plays at War Memorial this weekend. And then there's a lot of great high school action.
Yeah, I wonder where my Hot Springs Trojans are. Let me go find that out. I've talked about everything but them.
Let's go to the, before we go any further, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. Talk to a buddy of mine that I found some scoop about his connection with Frank. Jordan Johnson, who is a graduate of Bryant High School and the U of A, Frank. This is the 30th. Your 30th high school reunion. You were the school president, class president, so you're doing all the planning. And he's also the guy, Frank, that's been behind the scenes along with Stephanie Street and Mac McClarty that helped put together this Bill Clinton and Jerry Jones get together. And I know, Frank, you asked about that. Good morning, Jordan. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Baz. Hey, Frank. Hey, Roger.
Hey, man.
The first things first, the game tonight is at Bryant. You guys are doing tailgating and all that. So, right, go ahead and tell us about that real quick.
And we've got a 30th high school reunion. We're going to be tailgating at the Salt Bowl, which used to be probably the largest attended high school football game in the state. Last year was at Benton. It moved from War Memorial. This year it's at Bryant. And for part of our reunion, we're going to have a big tailgate. We've got First Service Bank giving us a grill. We're going to stream the game, actually, so that we can all sit around and talk and catch up over the last 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years is always. And then you have a dinner at Chenal Country Club on Saturday. So you're doing a big 30th, which is hard to believe. You've graduated 30 years. And so before we get to the Frank and the you guys are fraternity brothers, I did want to give you the chance for, because Frank was asking, he's, Baz, I want to hear a little bit behind the scenes on the on the President Clinton, Jerry Jones deal. So we don't have a lot of time. I just, real briefly, Jordan. Jordan is he has his own consulting company. One of his clients is President Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Just give Frank a little tidbit of maybe how this came together and what it's been like just trying to put this thing together.
Well, Frank, as you know, Basil can't be told no. I mean, he can, and I don't know who you go get after you get Jerry Jones and President Clinton. I mean, I just don't. But, you know, Basil's been after to get President Clinton for a while, also Jerry Jones. And this summer, it just kind of came together. We were talking, and he said, man, what about President Clinton? I said, well, what about Jerry Jones? And, you know, President Clinton and Jerry had this great friendship, and which you saw in the spring when President Clinton crashed his press conference at the Star, and they talk frequently. And so when President Clinton got word about this, he asked his buddy Jerry if he wanted to join him on stage, and I mean unequivocally said yes. When, tell me when, let's go.
How about that? Isn't that great? Well, like I said, if not for the work of Jordan and Stephanie Street, of course, you know Mac, Frank.
Yes.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be great. I can't tell Jordan, you know, that they're dealing Roger, you know, all the Clinton folks and the Cowboys are dealing with us Rubes down here in Little Rock, the little old touchdown club. And Frank, the best thing, in 48 hours, the floor is sold out. I know, Zippy, you talked about going, the seats on the floor are gone. Now we're going up into the seat back section.
It'd be interesting to see how many.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think we're going to have
competing with Ella Langley.
Well, it's going to be fun. And the best thing about this is that they're not talking politics. We're talking football. And their memories of growing up in Arkansas and Coach Brewer's and all those things. And then maybe some thoughts about, you know, what football's like today. You know, and so anyway, of course, you know, Frank is great friends with Jerry and goes back a long way with
Yeah,
you.
Long time.
Do you know President Clinton very much at all? Have you been around him?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, shake hands and hand him a check.
So the other thing, Jordan, you told
Thank
me,
you.
You go, I told you we were going to be at Frank's place today. You go, well, you know, Frank and I are fraternity brothers, and he spoke to our pledge class in 1996. So the main thing is that you said gave a great speech. You can tell us about that, but what was Frank wearing that you remember? I mean, you vividly remember what he was wearing in 1996.
Frank, you really made an impression with us. I think Charlie Whiteside got you to speak to us in the fall of 96. I don't think we were probably behaving well, and you came in, and you had a purple suit on with a blue shirt. I mean, and you, your presence, you rocked it. I mean, you walked in, everyone was silent. And you talked about it was amazing, man. You talked about Sam Walton and your business, your successful business journey, challenged us to be better. You talked about your buddy Jerry Jones, what the house meant to you then, and why it's important to kind of remember where you are right then. But you got to represent everyone well. And I tell you what, I don't think we had an issue after you left. Well, I really appreciate you. Left in the
press. That's a great memory.
Do you remember the purple suit, Frank, that you wore?
I probably do. I've got a few of those get-ups.
Oh, it's a small. Here he is, 30 years later.
You know, it's funny what he remembers.
I know. Well,
Frank, we'll be forever indebted to you, buddy. I appreciate you doing that, Frank.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
To you and having a one-on-one conversation.
Do you guys have the handshake? I have a special.
Oh, yeah. We have a secret handshake. It was wonderful. Back in my time, we lived in the house a lot. And most people stay there 6 months, moving to an apartment. But we stayed there many years, and we formed the friendships of a lifetime.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Jordan, I had no idea that was the case. I know Frank wanted to hear a little bit about the Clinton, the Jerry deal. Hey, have a fun time tonight. It's at Bryant Benton. It's the Salt Bowl. It's going to be at Bryant tonight. Congratulations on 30 years. Thanks for all your help. And we talk about it every other day. So have fun this weekend, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, Jordan Johnson. Yeah, I tell you, Frank, how about that 1996? How many times did you speak to the fraternity? Do you do that very often?
No, not in a long time, of course. But I used to go up there. I remember people coming, you know, when I was there. And, a guy came in and talked to us when I was 19. And it gave us a little deal about how to treat women, you know. We thought we knew how to treat them. We'd go to the drive-in movie. But, he was telling us about, you're talking about manners and things that we kind of chuckle and laugh about. When I look back on it, though, you know, people come in and give you some wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, I was right off the farm, man. I went up there and they cut up all my clothes and burned them because they were so bad. That actually happened. I had to get a whole new wardrobe because they burned everything I had. But people come in that are older than you are, and if you sit there and keep your mouth shut a little bit, you can learn something.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot just having, they had a house mother come over and taught us, you know, when you sit down at a formal dinner table, which fork to pick up first, which spoon to use, where to keep your hands, and what to do with your napkin. You know, we just laughing all that as funny as hell.
Right.
The first time I went to a big event, and I had no idea, you know, when I was up to even sit down, but that's what fork.
Right.
You're appreciative of somebody teaching you stuff that you think you know everything, but then you make an idiot of yourself and you don't know it. So, yeah. So you know, it was really, really. I love to. I did get to go speak to the senior business class for about 20 years.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't do it anymore because my memory's slipping. But I enjoyed it and they enjoyed it. You know, I sent a whole group of seniors over to China to my factory.
That Kappa 6?
Yeah, some of them could pay their way, and we substituted whoever couldn't pay, we paid. And we sent them, and I had my agent take them up into China to the factory. And, you know, they wrote me letters like, this is the most fun thing we ever had in college. You know, they expected to see a dirt floor factory, and what they saw was German machinery and Japanese computers in mainland China. So anyway, my whole association with the University of Arkansas has been a blessing.
Well, let me ask you this, and Roger, you could just hit me. We need to do a Morning Mayhem handshake. We need to have, you know, I pledged Sigma Chi and I depledged before I got initiated, Frank. But there was the handshake and all that. But so Jerry, were you and Jerry classmates as Kappa 6?
Jerry was a year behind us.
So you were basically. Yeah, yeah. So what was Jerry like as a Kappa Sig? He was playing football.
We didn't see him much.
Okay.
We see him sometimes. I really got to know Jerry better after school, not so much in school. He was playing football all the time. And he didn't live in the Kappa Sig house.
Okay. Yeah. Well, some of you told me stories that he was a money making dude. He was figuring out ways to make money even back then, whether it be selling his tickets. Or were you doing the dry cleaning thing, or with him? You were doing the dry cleaning thing.
Yeah, we were all scrapping to get some money.
Yeah,
you know.
What was you remember the dry cleaning thing, Roger?
Yes.
What did you do? What were you doing?
I went out to the dry cleaner and I said, I'm a pledge trainer, so which meant I had 30 guys, I could make them do anything I wanted to. So he said we pay 15%. So I go in there and get their laundry and, you know, have it dry cleaned instead of having laundry. I dry cleaned underwear, you know, and so I got my check and it was about $15. And I went back down there and I said, man, I'm working hard and I'm not making any money. I said, what's the most expensive thing we can do to something to make my commission? He said, well, we can dye the fledge's pants, and that's $6. So 15% would be 90 cents. I said, we're going to dye them every week. So all my pledges had different color pants once a week. Dye green one week, dye black the next week. And then I caught up with them because all the bills went to their mothers. And I got these big dry cleaning bills.
Didn't last very long.
$200 dry cleaning.
Wow. Little did we know the way Frank got into this business.
And then I decided I was going to be a jewelry salesman. And I found this thing called a half of a heart. And so I got this deal where the guys would give the girl a half a heart, and the guy would wear a half a heart, which meant that you were together. It was like being
How did that go?
It went good, man. I got that going everywhere.
Did you? All right.
Yeah. Wow. And, and then, then I started selling some competition to Underwood's jewelry, and they didn't like that.
So you're doing this as like a 19, 20-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's outstanding.
The entrepreneur spirit even back then.
Yeah, you know, trying to make a little living.
What did your folks think? Did they know you were doing all this stuff?
My folks are back on the farm. My folks told me if you don't graduate in 4 years, you will be back on this tractor the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So I actually studied some because I did not. I had about 10 years of that tractor. So I did not want to go back.
What was your degree? Was it business?
BSBA.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Business degree, which meant when I got out of school, I absolutely knew nothing. I think you did. I did not have any skills. I mean, I think about it when, you know, what they're teaching now is much more today's world.
Yeah, applicable.
You know, my first job was at Wortham Bank for $360 a week. I mean, a month. I'm sorry.
Yeah, $360 a month.
Yeah.
Well, I think it turned out pretty well. The writing was on the wall that you were doing all those deals back then. Now you're doing deals. Listen, Frank, at your age, which we don't have to tell how old you are, you can figure the math there. Frank Fletcher Zippy still gets up every day, and he micromanages to the point where he's involved with what the price of a vehicle is.
Man, you got
dealership still.
This is a truth. You got to admire his work ethic.
Yeah.
It comes down from the top. Everything starts from the top.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't say he's on the beach enjoying his life and just relaxing and all that. He's in here with us. Whether you agree or disagree sometimes.
He wouldn't want it any other way.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he's going to get. He's going to give you all he's got every day. And it's trickled down to me. I come from Jacksonville, Arkansas. Started working as a busboy.
You've got a great story, man. He's got a great story.
But he mentored me, gave me a lot of opportunity, and I tried to make the best of every opportunity.
How many years now altogether?
I just had my 25th anniversary.
Under Frank? How about that?
Let me tell you, my aunt raised me. She's an assistant. She said, you never hold down a job. You can't get up in the mornings. But when I had that, when I had to have a job and had to show up, it's hard to do it when you work for Frank. He expects you to be at work, and I expect my guys to be at work. It trickles down.
Yeah.
I expect it out of my kids to get up and go to school. You know, it just
You're a demanding guy too. Even at your age now, you're just as demanding as you were 25 years ago. You have expectations on.
Well, you know, I look at it that the good Lord's let me live a certain number of years, and I think about that every day. Why am I still alive? And you know, my purpose is to try to show my faith to other people and to do some good, you know, besides all this work. We all have a purpose on, and some of us, it takes a few years to figure out that, you know, to stop and figure out what are you here for? What are you supposed to be
doing? Yeah. Well, you've been doing some great things, buddy. A couple things, 661-1037 on our Milton Heaton Air text line. Someone says, tell Frank I said A to B. Frank has a cap and say, tell him I said A to B. So I don't know what all this stuff is. This must be the lingo for you.
Well, we can't talk about all the secret stuff out there, but I'm glad there's a lot of cap sinks listening. There's a lot of good chapters here in Central Arkansas. And you know, some of the guys I went to school with were still my very best friends.
You bet.
I don't think any of us really remember people from high school. I think about that.
Yeah,
it's
tougher.
I guess it's just so far back.
And you're older and you're spending more
time.
You think about that?
Yeah,
not as much. Yeah, I think probably because in college you're getting 4 years of.
Tighter together.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're away from mom and daddy.
that's true, too. Someone says North Little Rock beat Rogers last night with a 40-yard rushing touchdown with 21 seconds left to win 34-28. We didn't know that, Roger.
And I just looked up where my Hot Springs Trojans, they travel to Greenbrier tonight, so they'll take on the Panthers. And I think the Panthers are like number six in that classification. So
gotcha.
Top five, top ten, maybe.
I love it's high school action tonight. You had a lot of junior high action last night in addition to the couple of the high school ones. Here's one, Raymond with the Arkansas School Plant Managers Association. Looking forward to hosting you guys in a couple weeks in Hot Springs at our annual conference. Roger, we're going to do that.
What is that?
This is the Arkansas School Plant Managers Association.
Oh, I remember. I know what that is. Yeah, we've done that a few times. Oh, looking forward to it.
Here's one. Hey, Baz, it's Steve Rook. Frank's from Tamo, and I'm from Gould, Southeast Arkansas.
Yeah, so, I know that place.
Exactly
Grady,
right.
Is that down there in about Grady?
What's that?
Is that down by Grady?
Past Grady.
It's Grady Gould?
Okay. Florida, you go to Moscow, Tamo, Grady, Gould, Dumas, Lake Village.
Got it.
661-1037, we're going to talk about that. We'll go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to give our prediction for the year. Now, Frank, normally you're right, Roger. Frank's had a tradition in the last 10 years of making some kind of bet. So we're going to give him 5 or 6 minutes just to see if anything comes to mind. It doesn't have to be a big one. Zippy, you've seen it too. It's almost been, I don't know if he cannot do something. Those something out there. Hey, we got to do a little match game. We got to play fact or crap. We got to do some of those fun games today too.
And we've got to start working on, because I didn't attend college, so I need to know, you know, what are some of the dynamics in those secret handshakes that we're going to be doing for Morning Mayhem.
All right, they are doing deals here. You got through Monday, Zippy, right? You got through Monday. All the deals you're talking about today happen all the way through Monday as well.
Come see us. We're family-owned at the end of the day. We're always going to give you a good deal.
I love what Frank was saying. You know, some people, you know, the how much money and $15,000 doesn't resonate.
Hey,
much. We're going to take care of you.
If your iPhone breaks, who are you going to call Apple? Nobody's going to help you. They're too big. You come in here. I'm sitting right here in the office. Walk in and talk to me.
I connected him, Frank, with Steve Arison. Steve Arison's looking at buying a car for his wife, and he said, I'm coming over here to start. So I love that everybody trusts that we're going to go to Fletcher and get taken.
That's
right. All right, don't go away. 725 here, live from Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Taylen Green got some action for the Browns last night in their 37-13 win over the Patriots. Green had 27 yards passing and 66 yards rushing during his time on the field. The NFL preseason wraps up tonight before the regular season starts on September 9th. The nationally televised games tonight are the Ravens hosting the Commanders at 5 on the NFL Network, the Bengals playing the Eagles at 7 on CBS, and the Broncos facing the Vikings at 8 on the NFL Network. College football is upon us. 0 week in the FBS gets started up tomorrow with TCU and North Carolina facing off in Ireland at 11 a.m. That game will be on ESPN or Disney Plus. 14th ranked USC will host San Jose State at 2 on NBC. Virginia and NC State will play at 2:30 on ESPN. Other games include Stanford hosting Hawaii at 6 on the ACC network, Florida State taking on New Mexico State at 6 on the CW, and UNLV will host Memphis at 9 on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Slightly milder temperatures in store for today with highs only reaching the lower 90s. It's going to be sunny and dry for your Friday and a very similar day ahead of us for Saturday. But the heat will start to build again on Sunday into next week and we'll have those high temperatures back up in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team with your forecast for the Buzz Radio Network.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akre and Phil Elson broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will broadcast live from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes Dallas Cowboys legend Emmitt Smith. That's The Zone live at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. College football Saturdays are already packed with reasons to get excited. And this season, FanDuel is giving you even more. Make this your most rewarding college football season ever with FanDuel. From the first kickoff of the day to the final whistle of the night, there are more ways to get in on every matchup. Back your favorite team, build a same game parlay, bet team props, or make your picks on the biggest games of the weekend. And along the way, keep an eye on the FanDuel app for even more ways to get rewarded throughout the season. Because when every Saturday brings another slate of games, FanDuel gives you more ways to make every week count. So get ready for big games, bigger Saturdays, and your most rewarding season ever. Only on FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. Great to be here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Got to give a shout out, a birthday shout out to 9-year-old Anna Lee Raj. Her daddy is Tiger Lee, and so he's a faithful listener. And happy birthday to Anna, 9 years old today. So good for her.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to Steve Brown. I was just
is this the birthday
Steve
today?
Brown's birthday. Happy birthday, Steve Brown.
It is today. Is today the last day of the?
Is today the last day or Monday the last day of the, I'll double check of
get,
the,
find a bit, buy a vehicle over here and get refinanced over there at his deal.
Yeah. Get the loan.
Absolutely. Always great to be here, Frank. We Tommy Smith may stop by today. He said he was. We're going to see. Frank, we've been coming over here for, geez, at least 15, 20 years, I would think. Been a great relationship, a lot of fun. And one of the fun things is talking about Razorback football and making predictions. And so this is it. We're going to make our official predictions. Me, you, Roger, you and me.
Now we got our question of the day. Christian, now, are you going to ask me to tell you which games are going to win? Can I just give you a number?
I'm not going to do that.
Good, good, good. Well, our question of the day is just that. Christian, do you have it in front of you to read it out?
Yes, I will read it. What do you think Arkansas football's record will be this year? Your options are 5-7 or better, 4-8. 3-9 or 2-10 and worse.
So 2-10, 3-7, 4-8, and the best you give is 5-7 or better. That's the way you say it.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Christian, what was it? What was it like? You know, you don't get to get out of the studio very often, but you got a chance to hang out with Frank and Zippy. Frank and Zippy last. Well, I guess it was a month ago. What was it like hanging out with these guys?
It was a fun show. I got to meet Frank. Frank, I don't think we had ever met before, so I got to talk to Frank and get to meet him a little bit.
Fun.
So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too. You were great.
By the way, Randy Allison said it's also Heather Baker's birthday today, so we'll have her a little bit later. So, all right, Frank.
Along with Ben Gazzara.
Ben Gazzara. Frank, we'll start with you. What is a Frank Fletcher prediction on the football season? 12 games. We're not talking bowl games, just 12 regular season games.
I'm hoping.
Here, put that mic really close.
Okay. I'm predicting we're win four games.
Okay, 4-8 for Frank. Zippy, what do you want to take?
You know, I always have the hope we're going to go. We're gonna have a winning season by one.
Okay, so that means we at the 12 you'd be 7-5.
Oh shit!
Well, whoa,
we're 6-6. We're just feel better. Okay. We won it more than six games.
Frank, we've been here 20 years. That's the first S bomb we've had on the.
Okay. I don't know if
that was a genuine
it's on the radio or not, but I know it is online
on YouTube. we'll have that clip. So
thank you, Zippy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
with
that.
A big S on there. He says 6-6. So you're not going.
I can't give him 7.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. He said 0-6.
Is what it was.
0-6. That's exactly right.
That's there good. All right, Christian, what do you have for the Razorbacks for 2020? What year is this? 6.
Yes, this is 2026. I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them 3-9, and the reason why is because I think they win two of the non-cons, that being Tulsa in their first game, and I think they find a way to just win another one somewhere. So,
okay.
3-9.
Okay. Raj?
David, you know, I put on...
When he says David, when he says, don't say Baz, when he says David, that means he's getting serious.
Here's the thing. I want to be positive. I just want to be positive. And you know, reading the paper again today and seeing the article about Silverfield, even though he dissed me at the touchdown club, it's okay. I don't make a donation. Reading what I said here, you know, when you've got coaches like that going after him, and I don't mean to get silly and go, hey, we've had a great season. Let's go ahead now before this coach leaves. Let's give him everything he wants in the history of the world. And then we lose and we never win again. But just young, this guy's a football coach and all that. I put on our deal 5-7 or better. 5-7 or better.
So
I want to be, you know what? And the Razorback fan is in me. I want to say 5-7.
So what you going to pick?
I'm going to say, the Razorbacks are going to win 6 games this year. I'm going 6.
Wow.
Just like you.
Wow.
0-6 is
what
I'm going to win. Because I want to be positive. Do I want to be realistic and do all that? What am I going to put my money on and this and that? Who knows if I get a little bit deeper. But you know what? I'm like that ant in that rubber tree plant. I got high hopes.
So,
and again.
You're going to do 6 or 5?
I'm going 6.
Okay, 6-6.
You go. I want a winning season.
You know, Frank.
So what?
Last year, you think about it, you know, they're 2-10 last year and really should have been.
God, they're a lot better team than
had
that.
The chance to win more games.
Yeah.
You know, if the receiver doesn't fumble that ball against Ole Miss, the running back doesn't fumble the ball against Memphis, you win a few more games. And so.
Well, come on, Navy, David.
That's what I think. I'm going to believe, and I'm a Razorback guy. And so. And so I'm going to believe that they're going to get some bounces this year, Frank. I like Silverfield. I like he's a detailed guy.
Too.
Did you see in the today in the paper, Roger, what he said at the Hawks Illustrated yesterday? He goes, the best compliment I get, and we played it. Sully played my clip after the game last year. Sully was interviewing me after Memphis, and I said, Sully, you got to give those guys credit. That's a well-coached football team. Mm-hmm. And that's what he said. He said, that's the best compliment I can get. You so bet. I'm going to believe that his ability to coach details and the coach effort will find a way to get a couple wins that on paper, Frank, they're not going to be favored for any game except for two, Tulsa and North Alabama. So I'm going to say they win five games. They figure out a way. That means they either got to beat Utah or they got to beat three conference teams. It could be Tennessee. It could be Vanderbilt. It could be Missouri. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I sure hope so. So that being said, Frank, is there any bet you want to, a Fletcher bet you want to throw out there, or do you want to continue thinking about it, or is there something that comes to mind? You've always done it the last four, 5 or 10 years, so anything come to mind?
Not at this time. I want to get a little flavor. By the time we do the next show, I'll be ready to.
Okay. All right.
God, last year didn't feel like a 2-10 season.
Well,
it did towards the end.
Yeah. What's the clip we have of Justin? If we can find that, yeah, it was. You just couldn't find a win there at the end. So, anyway, everything gets underway this weekend. As you mentioned, Frank, probably the most notable game is the TCU-North Carolina game that's in Ireland, either Scotland or Ireland. I don't know which one it was. It's 11 o'clock, Ireland. Too, by the way. It's in Ireland. It's 11 o'clock, Frank, so don't tune in at 1. And then, of course, last night, really happy for UCA and their big win. That was that's a great way to get the season started. And, if you're UCA and you're trying to bounce back from last year, you beat a team that's ranked number 22 in the country at FCS. A couple other things, too, Roger. Did you see where remember Barton High School, the one that had like the 50-game winning streak? Did you see they announced last night they got to go to 8-man football?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
They were perennial champions.
Yeah, and had the longest winning streak in the history of the state. So also this weekend you got the World Series Little League Baseball going on. I don't know if you saw that or not. So and then of course we'll continue to see what happens with the. With this court case, whether we get some extra players or not, just like some of the other colleges. But I was going to say, Frank, did you see about this video about Good Good Golf? Have you heard about this?
No.
So there's a company called Good Good Golf that partners with Callaway Golf and others. They come out with a video, a commercial, and the video is that apparently shows a woman about to take a club out of her bag. Mm-hmm. And you see this guy standing in the back, and he sees her, and he doesn't like it for whatever reason. He sprints towards the girl and knocks her down and looks at her, says something, grabs the club, and walks off. And they run the spot. They put it out there. So the response has been, everybody who's any, and they've had a good relationship, Good Good Golf is.
Well, good is a big
deal. So you know what it
big
is?
Big deal.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. It's some kind of golf company, right?
They run a huge, like YouTube, and they got real famous. A guy hit a hole in one on a par four, and they watched it, and they had a group of guys. And let me tell you, they're not edgy people. It's more of a good faith. It's a bunch of guys that play golf, and they film it, and they edit it wonderful, and you show their rounds, and you get to know the guys that are in Good, and that's who you relate to. Now their apparel has blown up. I mean, they got
millions of subscribers. Because they put that video out, everybody is you're done with us. Because it shows you knocking over a woman. Who would look at that? Who would look at that and go, that's a good idea? Let's show you knocking down a woman and turn around and walking off. I mean, somebody in the level of checks there should have gone, that's not a good idea. We have a relationship with Callaway Golf and all these others. Don't screw that up.
They were fixing to get their sponsor PGA event. I don't know if they lose.
I
mean, but they've never done anything edgy, so that's so surprising out of them to come out and be edgy
that. Yeah, it was a big mistake, and it just goes to show you got to be careful with the things you do. So I didn't know if anybody had seen that or not. Frank, today is also the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. It was 1963, as we mentioned, Roger. And we found out that how many years earlier?
18, was it?
Branch Rickey, the general manager of the Dodgers, Frank, signed Jackie Robinson. Okay. So it was pretty interesting that those years later that happened with Martin Luther King. And then today is also the anniversary that Hurricane Katrina reached Category 5 level.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm sure you remember that and that the effect of all the thousands of people that have moved to Arkansas, to Mississippi, to do you have any memory of that?
I remember wiping out. I knew some people down there lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it changed the city.
They sold some cars for it. They got FEMA checks, came up here and bought some cars.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously it changed it. Thank you. It changed the complexion of that city for a long, long time. But anyway, it's 2005. Tommy, that was our second year doing the show, and we immediately started taking water down there. That's the only Tommy could do. He didn't wait to, let's go. Let's get him. Give me 50 trucks, and we're going to go down there. Rice, can we play a little match game before we go to break?
You want to do that right now?
Yeah. I want
go ahead and set it up, man.
While we're doing that, if you get that ready to play, go ahead and play. Just a reminder is that all the deals that they're doing today will go all the way through Monday, right, Zippy? Any deal that you're doing goes all the way. You can do it, you can do it on Monday, too.
Well, yeah. We're going to be open on Tuesday, by the way. So after all those deals, we'll get our, you know, we'll still be open next week.
Yeah,
so
that's
come
right.
See us.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Right now, we're pushing to hit a number.
Okay.
We're going to do everything we can to make a deal.
Gotcha.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by Roller Funeral Homes, serving Arkansas for over 150 years with 24 locations, with respectable options for every budget. Visit rollerfuneralhomes.com now. Let's see what wacky answers the guys come up with.
All right, thanks to Renata Jenkins-Beiler. You know Renata, Frank, over at Roller Funeral Home?
No, but I certainly know who she is.
Yeah,
She comes to the touchdown.
She does. You can't miss her. I love it, the fact she's a tall girl that loves big hair. You know, the big hair is still there with Renata. We love that. All right, we need a contestant. What are we playing for, Christian?
Well,
do we have any?
I think we have Arkansas Trojans.
No more of that?
I don't have them on me. I had to clean out my car, and I didn't bring them.
Well,
you know what? Yeah, you can do it.
You can bring them
unless, and I can get them there Monday.
Well, unless, it's up to Frank. Frank, do you want to make it special and give something from Riverfront Steakhouse or Benihana?
Sure.
We're going to be a meal for Benihana.
Benihana.
All right. So you get dinner for two Benihanas.
Wow.
661-1037.
Wow.
So, get us a contestant.
Fine, get us somebody while we're waiting.
We got Stan wants to play match game.
Now let's Stan's played the last time he won. The last time he played, let's get somebody hadn't won recently. 661-1037. 661-1037. Yeah, Frank. You just raised the game.
You just knocked it out. I got nothing. So we want to win. Clint, is that you?
We got Clint.
Hey, Clint.
That's me. Yes, sir.
All right, Clint, we're not going to make this easy. This is not going to be an easy one, but if you want to win Benihana's, you got to get this one right. So, Frank and Zippy, don't give me your answers yet. And, Clint, don't give us yet. Give us a chance to think of what we want to do, because this could be a lot of different ways. Good blank.
Good blank. Okay, no brainer.
A lot of different directions you can go with this.
Easy peasy.
A lot of different directions you can go with this. Clint, do you have your answer? Don't say it yet.
Ooh.
Okay, keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
Frank, do you know what you're
doing?
Don't say it. Zippy?
Yeah, Roger. Absolutely. Keep thinking, Clint. Keep thinking.
Christian, do you have your answer?
Got it.
All right, Clint, what is yours?
Good luck.
It's easy. Yeah.
Very, very good one.
Great sound from the movie Taken.
Good luck. All right, we'll start with Frank. Frank, what did you have?
Good morning.
Absolutely. That's an obvious one there.
Yeah.
Zippy, what did you have?
I was good.
Good.
That was on my brain.
We just talked about that. Yeah. And Christian, what did you have?
I had good burger.
Good burger.
It's time to play.
It was a show. I remember.
Roger, what did you have?
David, first thing popped into my mind was the TV show Good Times.
You went Good Times.
I went Good Times. Good Times.
Well, I had multiple answers.
Of course you did. Now, how many did you have?
I had just two or three.
You either had two or three.
It looks like
You had three of them. Clint, let's see. That's got to be one of them. Good luck to you. All right, give them to me, Baz.
I had Good Morning.
Good Morning. Good one.
I had Good Night.
Good Night, obviously.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And of course, I had Good Luck. That's outstanding.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, the good is because we just talked about that. So somebody could have said that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Good Grief.
Obvious.
Good Lord.
I don't know what else.
Frank, what do we need to do for this winner to get his Benihana's?
come out here, show his ID to Zippy. Come see Zippy out here sometime of the day.
Yep. Clint.
All right, Clint.
Clint, give Christian your name, phone number, and a place where you have a birthmark so no one else can come in here and get your prize. And we'll give it to Zippy, and it'll be here waiting on you later today.
Could you imagine how many people would play every game that we had if Frank
we'd be any hottest for our prizes.
The only thing that makes it easier for a listener while we're at Frank's playing match game would be if, in fact, the guy in the office that talks like a cat is also playing.
Yeah. Frank, today, we'll take a break, Christian. Today is National Red Wine Day.
I got it, Christian.
So you're a red wine guy, right, occasionally?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you also, you know your red wine.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Frank Fletcher. Yes, you do. I'll never forget, Frank, downtown.
Cash.
Frank goes down there, and our good buddy Rush Harding.
Rush Harding
leaves
a bottle of on the table.
Pulls out the big guns.
He pulls out something that I'd never seen or heard, and my friend had got his phone out, looked it up, and it was it was worth more than my car.
I love it that Frank they looked it up and go, whoa. All right, so Rush knew that that you were a red wine connoisseur.
I'll tell you how we made the most out of that bottle of it. We should have just never opened it, but we did. But my grandson lives down in Ocala, and he's just all about wine. So we got him the empty bottle, and he puts it on the, when he has people over for dinner, he puts it on the, he pours some cheaper wine in a craft on the table, and then he puts his table, his bottle out there and passes it around, lets everybody look it up.
Yeah.
So they all think that they're
nice.
Drinking this wine that's unbelievable. He's done it about 10 times. Nice. He's used that bottle that's almost worn out.
I've seen Frank when he gets good waiters that do the red wine stuff, and I've seen him when they don't. Boy, I tell you, you know, Frank liked it done the way he liked it done, for sure. Just like selling cars. They're going to do you some amazing deals if he's ready to do some deals.
Well, there are two guys that I've run around with, Augustine Fernandez and Dr. Whitnapple, and those guys have wine cellars in their home.
Yeah.
You know, temperature, and they have it all cataloged about their different kinds of wines are in this section, and it's all certain degrees. Anyway, they know all about wine, so I'm embarrassed when I'm ever. In fact, I just say, look, I'll pay for the meal, you guys bring the wine, because I don't know a thing about
wine. Pretty good deal.
Yeah. Judy likes a white wine.
Yeah, you guys know your wine.
Like
you guys
know your
good some. Yeah, what? Sommelier?
I don't even know what that is.
I used to wear a mask. All right, there's Joe Cates over there. All right, don't go away, everybody. 7:48 live from Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood. David Basil for my good friends at Oaklawn and Hot Springs. If you're looking for a great getaway right here in Arkansas, Oaklawn and Hot Springs is the place to be. I've spent plenty of time there, and they continue to raise the bar with everything they offer. Right now, Oaklawn's got their Boats and Bucks 3 giveaway going on through August 29th. You can earn entries for a chance to win a brand new 2026 Icon VLS 20 fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. And here's the deal. You can rack up 25 times the entries on Mondays and 5 times the entries on Tuesdays in their 24/7 smoke-free casino. The grand prize drawing is Saturday night, August 29th, and you must be present to win. While you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slot machines, live table games, outstanding restaurants like the Bugler and Oak Room and Bar, and even a little relaxation at the Forbes 4-star Astral Spa. Get all the details, book your stay, and learn more at oaklawn.com. It's Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Spread across 5 states, Centennial Bank upholds our commitment to the communities we serve. Through our support of businesses and families, our tradition of being a good corporate neighbor is one of our top priorities. Through education and support, partnership with our dedicated employees, shareholders, and local boards, and superior customer service, one family and business at a time, we are proud to help our communities thrive. Because that's what being a good neighbor is all about. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Friday on The Zone, we'll get a recap of UCA season opener against UT Martin. We'll also be talking a lot of football with the one and only Clint Sterner. Thanks to Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram, plus Tom Murphy from the Democrat Gazette on the phone, along with our Red White Report. We'll talk with UAPB head coach Alonzo Hampton. They open the season this weekend. Champs and Chumps for the week, Philip Martin, Pigskin is in. Lots going on The Zone on Friday, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Attention homeowners, is your home insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your home insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated home insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast home insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your home insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
All right, 7:53. Coming up here shortly, we're going to visit with Heather Baker and RJ Hawk, Roger, and Heather's got a big announcement. It's going to be a sort of a surprise on what she's up to. We're going to get the one to break it. And of course, Heather's always at the Touchdown Club, and
she is
been a big supporter of our show year round, not just during the Touchdown
That's
Club.
Right. That's right.
Real quickly, Emmett Smith is sold out. I've had a lot of people texting me, and there's just no more seats. We decided not to move it, and it is just, there's no room. I mean, it's going to be so crowded. As Frank mentioned last week was crowded with Silverfield. And the great thing, Roger, about Emmett, he is going to be doing pictures. He's not going to be doing autographs. And so, which is cool, which is, you know, I had to convince his agent, because a lot of times they people, you know.
It's very cool.
But Dwayne Duncan is so good at taking photos and getting people in and out of there. Coach Silverfield did that last week, too, which I thought was great. He took time to do the pictures. But Dwayne is so efficient at doing that. So, also, we've sold out on the floor of Simmons Bank Arena. So all those 1,400 tickets for lunch are gone, but we're going up into the seat backs. It's like you were going to see a concert. Matter of fact, Michael Marion said this weekend at Simmons Bank Arena, they're going to have 12,000 plus for Benson Boone. 12,000. If you can go to LRTouchdown.com, you can go to the Simmons Bank Arena website and buy $25 tickets, not lunch, but get access to the concession stand and still see Jerry Jones and President Clinton. Hopefully the Cowboys will start off good and have a good season going when he comes into town.
Hope so.
So anyway, also, you got after Emmett, you got Gus Malzahn, you got Lynn Swann, and Doug Flutie. And then, of course, John Tyson after that, and then President Clinton and Jerry Jones. Frank.
Let me mention to you, everybody, before you go to that event, go on to Netflix and watch America's Team. It's like 6 hours, all about Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, the whole story, and you will enjoy this program so much. I went back and watched it again.
Yeah, it's
great. I watched it about a year ago, but it's on Netflix. It's called America's Team.
Yep, it's so good. I watched it last year in preparation for Jimmy Johnson. It's now, listen, if you're not a Cowboy fan, you may not enjoy it as much, but it's still intriguing, Frank, even if you're not a Cowboy fan.
Well, it's got a lot about Arkansas. In other words,
yeah.
when he came over there, they called him Arkansas Hick.
Yeah.
You know, it really intrigued me. But here's David. Do we have a minute?
Yeah, I got about five minutes. Yeah.
When you watch this program, here's what occurred to me about why they won those first three Super Bowls. When he got into the league, remember this, everybody was getting the money from the league,
right,
1/32nd. So he came in, and first thing he did was put Pepsi-Cola in. Well, the league called and said, you can't do that. We're a Coca-Cola sponsor.
Right.
Well, he got a lot of money for Coca-Cola. Okay, well, nothing happened, that deal. And then he brought in Phil Knight from Nike.
Right.
And the league was hooked up with Converse.
Right.
He got $50 million to pay, help me, from 49ers. Deion Sanders.
Right, yeah, Deion. Yeah.
That came to me.
Okay, that's right.
But anyway, so Jerry was out making these deals with different people, and none of these other owners were older men. They were asleep. They weren't making any money. They weren't spending any money. And all of a sudden, here's a guy who gets $50 million, and he hands it to the superstar player.
Yeah.
And so he was out getting the greatest talent, and everybody else. So they had a big meeting and just started suing Jerry.
Yeah.
They still didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So until that lawsuit was settled, and Jerry sued them.
Yep.
But Jerry was out making deals, and he had the greatest players. And now what you have is an even field where everybody has great players.
Yeah.
But if you look at this program, you will quickly understand
why
how they were superior. I mean, they had Jimmy Johnson, who I think was the greatest coach.
Right.
They had a hungry owner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what you call the right time, the right place, and the right money.
And you can make the point, we were doing this, that Jerry Jones is the most impactful owner in the history of American sports.
Let me tell you something, folks. Listen to this. Most of you don't know this. Fox that we all know about, didn't even have
a sports division. Yeah.
They had no one in. They didn't even have an announcer. And Jerry Jones went to Murdoch. And he said, man, I don't even have a sports division. And so they took it away from CBS, which back in the day, they used to be in it all the time.
Yeah.
So Jerry created all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, it's remarkable. It's a remarkable story, Frank, and that's why it's going to be. He and Clinton together are going to be fascinating. It's going to be a fascinating day. That's October 12th. So go and get your tickets. Only $25, and it's going to be historic.
It won't be over in 1 hour. You're planning on being back.
All right, don't go away. It's 8 o'clock here at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after